Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
He's calling for your life. Hallelujah. God has beautiful plans for you. And in those plans, listen to me, your prosperity is not everywhere. Your prosperity is in God's plan for your life. Yeah, it's in God's plan for you. Your safety is not everywhere. Your safety is in God's plan for your life. Your future is not in everything. Your future is in God's plan for your life. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Your peace, your provision, your joy is in God's plan for you. Hallelujah. Church, are you here with me? Yeah. Your star for you to shine is in God's plan for you. All of us are born again to shine again. We only shine in the area of our calling. So as a certain Martin Luther King, he said that if you are called to sweep the streets, sweep them as if Jesus himself was going to walk there. Yeah. Yeah. TikTok, he has proven this, right? You find house cleaners who are celebrities. Hello? I'm Mbalin Shapo. I'm a house cleaner. I'm a housekeeper. She's got a book. She's got a business. She has several things from housekeeping, which you undermine. You see, your star, huh? Your what? Your star is in God's plan for you, not your plan for you. Yeah. You only shine where God has created and crafted and called you to shine. Hallelujah. So many people, you go on TikTok, you find lame people who are able to do funny things. Boom, 1 million. You there, go there, you go and try. Your channel is 30 people, your family, and 3 from church. You understand? With 1 like, 2 like. Does that make sense? Can I tell you why that may be? That might not be your area. Make peace with it. There are people who have YouTube millions of subscribers, but TikTok is not popping. Instagram is not popping. Don't assume an area of expertise. Be called into an area of expertise by God. Yeah. The reason most Christians are not doing well, they envy other people's visions and neglect their own vision. Yeah. One of the things you should arrive at is content. Be content. Be satisfied about your portion. God has called me to be a pastor. I'm going to do my best to be the best pastor I can possibly be. Yeah. And I'm not going to be trying to be like other pastors. Imagine me coming out trying to be like Bishop T.D. Jakes. Get ready. The best I'll ever be is number 2. The best. But you see, when I'm satisfied and I receive what God has put for me, I'm content. Yeah, I'm content. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hello. Tell your neighbor, say your star is in God's plan for you. And all of us here, God has a plan for us. You know what I'm saying to you? All of us, God has a unique plan for us. I thank God for the people, you know, who brought best practices into the medical world. Yeah. I thank God for people who brought best practices into us as teaching. I thank God for the likes of Henry Ford, who created the first cars. Visionary man who knew their God. Thank God he didn't run to be a president. He just built a car. You know what I'm saying to you? Now we are enjoying driving comfortably. I thank God for the Wright brothers who did not try to be mayor, but tried to say that we can fly. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Everyone has a place in history only if they find their part in God's place. I thank God for David. If he was not the man that he was, we wouldn't have Jesus coming from the tribe of David, right? I thank God. Hello. I thank God for Nelson Mandela. If he did not sacrifice 27 years of his life, you would not be here right now. You might be the one doing 27 years right now. You begin to appreciate it. I thank God Nelson Mandela was not a pastor. We didn't need him as a pastor. We needed him as a poet. And I thank God he exemplified love even for his captors, which even some pastors are struggling to do. You don't want me to preach. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, you can find a Christian not wanting to forgive, but Mandela left out out of here without forgiving this. Hey. And you find something, I'm not talking to that brother in church. So, who would you rather hang around with? Mandela any day. Does that make sense? And I thank God for the leader that he was, that after 2 years he was like, you know what, guys, me, I really played my part. I would did this thing ceremoniously in the grand. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. Yeah. Not like other presidents who would rather change the constitution. I will die in power. Don't get me started. Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you not grateful for Mandela? Yeah. Yeah. You begin, you see, once you begin to walk in vision, you begin to appreciate everyone else who's walking in their vision. You begin to celebrate their uniqueness. You begin to thank God for how intentional God is for not making us the same, for not making us love the same thing. Thank God for Chelsea. Thank God for Manchester United. You understand? If they were all Manchester United, who was going to? You see, there is a place for rivalry in life. There's a place, yeah, we're beating these guys. That thing is good. It makes you bekeba, sobra, daga, shatalahai. I thank God for Richard Branson for making the Virgin Empire. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, because Costa Brando, let's cover the Sahai. He's walking his purpose. Thank God. I might not like him now, but thank God for Bill Gates. Yeah. Thank God for Steve Jobs. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, I might not like him now because he's trying to vaccine all of us and get all of us dead. But when he was focused on computers, we have Microsoft because one man stuck with his vision. Yeah, we've got Apple products because one man stuck with the dream that God has. I thank God for Martin Luther. You know, thank God Martin Luther King Jr. was not a church growth pastor. He wasn't worried about, let's build mega churches. There's a place for that. Yom Kippur is there. Papa Oyedepo is there for that. But I thank God for Martin Luther said, I have a dream. That black and white, I have a dream. You are saying, I have a vision. Yeah. And can I show you something? How long you live does not matter. It's how correct you do your vision. Yeah. It's how correct you do your vision. Some visions can be wrapped up in 30 years. You're done. You're out. Some visions can be done. Some need 40. Some need 50. Some need 70. Some need... Yes. You remember the child that David had with Bathsheba? The first child that died. That child was not a failure because, oh, why did God kill the child? The child has done his assignment.
Yes.
That child did the assignment.
Yeah.
Do you know what the assignment was? It was for David to repent. The child was only alive for 7 days just for David to repent. That child did his assignment. So stop crying about people who died. Their part is done. It's your part. I pray you're doing your part. I pray, and stop promising yourself when I'm 50. Who told you you've got 50? Who told you you've got 50? Maybe you're 25 and you're out. Maybe you're 30 and you're out. Maybe and you're still waiting. I'm waiting. No, it's not how it works, Pastor Lonnie. It's not how it works. Jesus, 33, he's out. How old was Jesus? And he was? Yeah, he's like, it is finished. I'm done. I'm going home. Boom. Hear my message today. This is God's heart for you. He wants you to go in your... You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. So, number three. So you desire the vision, then you demand for it in prayer. Number three, document the vision. What must you do? A vision not written down is nothing more than a wish. Document what God tells you. Why must you write the vision down? Write it so that you can be consistent in telling your vision. Write it so that you can keep the target in front of you. Yeah. Do you know that men who watch television will never be on television? Television is what people want to tell. For you to tell the people who make news don't watch news. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2. So remember, he says in Jeremiah 30, call unto me and I will answer. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2, he says, then the Lord answered me. It's guaranteed. And he said, what did the Lord answer and say? What did the Lord say? He says, scream and turn around 10 times. What did God say? He says, write. A Christian who does not write has no rights. A On what basis are you asking God to provide? On what basis are you asking God to move? It better be on something written down. Jesus said, it is written. Right? Write the vision. Whose job is it to write the vision? What is Job's response? Your job is number one to ask him for vision. And he will respond to you, right? When he responds, who must write it down? Who must write it down? Will God write it down for you? So God will not do your part for you. Write down the vision of you coming out of poverty. Write down the vision of you coming out of debt. You must write it down. Write down the vision of starting that business, of starting that company. Who must write it down? Right, and then he says, and what? Make it. Whose job is it to make it plain? It's not job to. It's not God's job to make things plain for you. Lord, make it plain. He won't do it. It's not. Whose job is it? So if the vision you're pursuing is not plain, who's responsible? If your life is full of ambiguity and is ambiguous, who's the problem? It's not God. You have not sat down to make it plain. Who must make it plain? Yeah, so there's something that you must enjoy with making plain. It's your vision. Not plain yogurt, but your vision. Okay? Who must make it plain? Who must simplify it? You must simplify it. God will bring it to you raw. You must simplify it. Break it down to a point. This is work. Write the vision. Make it plain. Hallelujah. I had to take my vision. Move my people from darkness to light by the preaching and the teaching of the word, right? That's raw. I had tried to run with that thing for many years. Move my people from darkness to light by the preaching and the teaching of the word. Move my people. Huh? Hey, one day I sat down and I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, imagine you come to church and the pastor is moving you from darkness to light. What's that? How does that even look like? And I said, so how do I move people from darkness? The lost saved. The saved pastor. The pastor ministering. I'm like, this makes better sense. So instead of saying that, move my people from darkness, I made it plain. The lost saved. They are in darkness. They are saved. Right? From being saved, there's another light. The saved pastor. When you're pastored, there's another light, pastored, ministered. Because the light you need to be saved is not the light you need to be pastored. The light you need to be pastored is not the light you need to be ministering. So I'm still moving you from one shade of darkness to another until the perfect day. I had to make it plain. I had to make it what? So now I can come and I can count how many lost people were saved. Now I can see if I'm making progress in my vision. Hello? Yeah. This is simplified. I'm planning, my vision is to lose weight. How many kgs? Ah, just wait. Which one? There's different weights. You understand? What's your vision? Make it plain. Right? I hope the church is with me this morning. All right, let's wrap it up. Right? So you make it plain. God will not write it for you. God will not break it down for you. So break it down. You know, you want to come out of debt. Dave Ramsey has 7 baby steps. Make it plain. Make it simple. Step 1, step 2, step 3. Baba, make it plain. When are you proposing? When is the first date? When is Lobola? Make it plain. Right? Then number 4, do the vision. Yeah, only those 4 points. After you document the vision, what must you do? Many of you have museums of God's visions for you. You have been writing down, God said I must start this thing. God said I must write this book. God said I must do this. When are you going to do it? Ask your neighbor, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? When are you going to, you have been saying that I'll propose it next week. When are you going to do it, sir? No, I'm asking you, when are you going to do it? He says, after you documented Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 3, right? Make the vision plain that he may run. Visions are not for documentation. They are for runners. That you might run, that you might do what the vision demands. That's why we're going for outreach. Because it's not just to be written down, it must be done. It must be. Yeah. So now I'm building my staff around that vision. We need people to work in outreach. We need people to work in pastors, the lost saved, the saved pastor. We need people to work on making sure that those who are pastors are ministering. You break it down, you begin to do it. You begin to do it. That's why I was like, no, this year I need to work with staff because I've got a vision, sir. Yeah. We need people who'll be doing this thing every single day. Not only when people are available, we need to make people available every day. We need to pay them if we have to pay them. Hello, somebody. Yeah. Give your your vision, whatever it takes. Says that he may run, not that he may watch it, that he may what? Run to the vision. Ah, Pastor, I'm trusting God by end of April, I'll be employed. How many CVs have you sent out? Do something. Okay, Pastor, I sent out 30 CVs, they didn't call me. Okay, when last did you go door to door? And said that I'm all the businesses in Paro, I'm going to drop my physical CVs. In case maybe the website is not working. Because you can have a number like Home Affairs, which never works. Right? Two. Does that make sense? Many of you are failing to do. It's not the devil stopping you. You must take the step. God did not say, and I'll do it for you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Yeah? Open the eyes. You know that other version? Silence the noise in my mind, Lord. He will never silence it. Because if God was to silence your thoughts, he has violated self-will. Your thoughts are your response. As a man thinks, so is he. So you must silence the thoughts. You'd rather say, I silence the thoughts in my mind. Because it's within your power. Most of Christians are lazy. We want God to do for us what God has clearly told us to do. Who must do the running? Who must do the assignments? Who must do the business proposal? Who must do the evangelism? Who must apply for the tender? Who? Yes. God will not do for you what he has told you he should do for you. Who must propose the girl? I'm in the wrong section. Who must propose the girl? Who must take you out on a date? Yeah. Lord, make you love me. It does not work like that. Yeah, it doesn't work. If God was to do it like that, it's called witchcraft. Because that means you're manipulating someone out of their own will. Yeah. It's witchcraft. That's what witchcraft is. It's doing things on a person which he doesn't have control over. Demonic. God doesn't possess people. He'll not possess no girl to marry you. You don't propose, that's it. And if you propose but you don't work on it, it won't work. To the vision. Philippians 3:13 in the Living Bible, it says, no, dear brothers, I am still not all I should be, but I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing. What am I doing? I am bringing all of my energy to focus on this one thing. Do you know the reason why students don't do well? They try many other things instead of one thing of studying. Yeah, you're on campus to do what? So what must you do? But then you try other things. Can I also tell you something? You know, there's a growing myth many times that says that for you to you need multiple streams of income, right? No. You see, you need to understand when do you need multiple streams of income. Most of you are spending your energy trying to get multiple streams of income, whereas that energy, if you focus it on one stream and you grew that stream to a point that that stream can then feed other streams, you'll be far better. You'll be far better. So we've got seminars, you have multiple. There is one person who's struggling to make one thing work. Now he's trying three other things. No, it's not going to work out like that. Don't let social media pressure you. Men of vision are men of one thing, are women of one thing. And you keep it your best. You keep it your what? You keep it your best. You keep it your best. Leba Kasata Haya. Cristiano Ronaldo, what do you know him for? Football. Oprah Winfrey, what do you know her for? Talk shows. Elon Musk, what do you know him for? Tesla. Come on, give me something. Sia Kolisi, what do you know him for? But do you know that Kolisi is a trust fund? Do you know that he helps needy kids? Do you know that Elon Musk has other things except Tesla? But at what point? Right? At what point did those things happen? Yeah. It didn't start at the beginning. It did not start at the beginning. You need to know at what phase of my vision am I at. Don't try to do stage three at phase one. Does that make sense? Right now, maybe your fight is just to make sure my bills are paid as I go to school. That's it. Focus on that and be good at that. When you graduate, now that I've graduated, what's the next thing? Don't try to, life is in phases. And men are in sizes. Hello? Life is in what? Chases. Stop trying to do phase 10 at level 1, no, it's not going to work out. You'll depress yourself. You'll depress yourself. I remember when we were preparing for the church, I had a grand presentation. I sat down, made a church organogram that was scalable overnight. That if 1 million people walked in here on Sunday, I would know where to put where, who. I already have it. My frustration came when I stand in the church now, and I'm noticing that, hey, what's happening? Where are the people to fill these positions? Then I realized that it hit me like a ton of bricks. You are trying to do, you have a structure for a mega church, for a church of thousands. Yeah? But you're trying to implement it on these guys that are still trying to get them to come to church in the morning. It's not going to work out. So then I had to sit down and I had to do a phase one organogram. Right? Do you know what my phase one organogram is? I do not have a hierarchy. I have a circle icky. Yeah. I have a circle icky. It's not a hierarchy. I just have a circle and I'm the center of that circle. And I have an octopus icky. It's an octopus. I just have Musa answers to me, Koi answers to me. That's it. I don't have people with power. They just have responsibility. Because at my face, okay, you started a company, you are three, you have already given, you are the director, and you are not a director. Handle those responsibilities. Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, you started the company yesterday, you're already saying your sister is the CEO of what? Right now, you're not the CEO, you are the laborer. You are the general manager, general worker, the office cleaner, the receptionist, the Facebook. You are everything. And that's fine. It does not mean it will always be like that. Did you start running on the first day you were born? But didn't you have all the organs? But you grew into it, right? So the Bible says that it's for an appointed time. The vision is for an appointed, though it seems like it tarries, it will not tarry. Be patient. Be patient. The people who come, who will fill those other posts, before you notice, then I've got a hierarchy. I no longer have an octopus. Huh? You studied your business yesterday. What business do you have hiring a finance? You are the finance. Okay, this person, you get one contract of 30,000. This person wipes everything from the account because like, no, for me, I don't have focus on this. You will cry tears because the customer will sue you. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Hello? Don't fake it until you make it. No. Realize that this is phase one of my life. This season, the next 3 years, I'm doing phase one. After phase one, I've got phase two. Right after phase two, I've got phase three. When we started the church this year, because we started our church this year, right? Intentional church. When we started the church this year, I divided the year to four parts. 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. Phase one was done on last week Sunday. And I'd achieved my goals I'd set out for the first 3 months. You understand what I'm saying? Stabilize the church. Do this, do that. Right? So now I'm in phase two, which is another agenda. Does that make sense? So in phase one, if you came, you'd feel like, oh, pastor, you're lazy. Why not do 1, 2, 3? Because it's not required right now. Phase one. Come on. Are we good? Oh, praise the Lord. So do the vision. I bring my energies to bear on this one thing. Don't try and do everything. Just do this one thing. Hallelujah. Right. Then he says in verses 14, he says, I keep running hard toward the finishing line. Yeah. I keep running. I keep running. Do the vision. Keep at it. Right? No, right now, where are, it's like, for example, if you're a student, yeah? Come on, talk to me. Are there some students here? Okay, if you're a student right now, you have no business praying for a 120-story building. You don't have the capacity to manage it. But right now, you can pray and your testimony, like, I got a single room. That one will clear because it's your phase right now. When you're finishing this year, now I need to start looking for a plan. You are stressing yourself trying to do today things that you will do tomorrow. Yeah, that's the danger of social media as well. Because you want to leave this person's face, chapter 10, when you are still writing the contents of the page. Yeah. You look at this pastor, you don't know how many years he spent building that congregation. You go online, like, I copy and paste any prayer he prayed. God does not do that. Yeah. Keep working on it. Keep building the people. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, you wake up, you look at Ackerman and the businesses he has built. You pick and pay. What is it? Pick and pay? Is it Ackerman? I'm not sure if Ackerman is pick and pay. Is pick and pay? Yeah. You notice that then every mall, every corner, whatever it is, and you say that, I also claim, I believe, I receive, I declare. So every time we're praying, says, in the name of Jesus, I declare my stores are. Baba Pick and Pay started as 4 stores. Invested started as 1. Then it grew to 4. Does that make sense? Then it grew until it grew and until it became very big. When a why do you want to start at the deep end? You see, most of us, we don't want to truly be successful. We want to look successful. Yeah. We want to look it. Does that make sense? I mean, come, I need some guys. I need some, guys. Yeah, come. About 5 guys. Right. Yeah, this, yeah, come. You think I also don't want to walk in on church? Right? And these are my bodyguards and let's go. You think I don't want to walk in a church as the man of God, the oracle, and I walk like, come stand, you know, I must stand by the altar. You think I don't want to be preaching with some guys who, it looks good, right? But right now, if I tried, who will sit down and listen? You think I don't want to have all these dangerous looking guys? You think I don't want that? Easy. You think I don't want that? Yeah. So that when I preach, I say, listen to me. You are forced by fear and other things too. Right? Yeah. But is this the right phase? Is it the correct phase for this? Okay. Because if I'm doing this, who's going to sit down? If they're all serving like this, who's going to sit down and listen? Okay? Sit down, gentlemen. Yeah. There's a time for everything. Okay, there's what? And when another time comes, don't be stuck in the old time. Because I think that's where some of you might be right now. You got so used to the old time, you now have to step up. You don't want to step up. You see, God takes us from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Don't be afraid to step up when it's time to step up. When I realized that, when we started this church, I destroyed what is called the protocol department. Remember, we used to have a protocol department, and there's all these guys there. I destroyed it. I was just like, I just need one guy to help me. That's all. Now and again. Does that make sense? Yeah, just one guy to help me. So it's not a department, it's just one guy. If it's not a church, that's it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Does that make sense? Okay now. Okay. I hope somebody's hearing what I'm saying to you. Yeah, you don't have to fake nothing. You don't have to live your true life at the current phase you are. If right now you can stay in one room house, stay in one room house, but you practice all the principles of faith. You plan big, you have a vision. This is where I'm going. Speak big, you walk it by faith. In a second in service, I'll talk about how to fulfill God's dream for your life. But that's not for this one. So if you're going, listen to the podcast later on today, it will bless you. How to bring your vision to pass. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's a phase for everything. There's a time for everything. If you're a student, don't try to live like a working class person. Yeah. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You accept I'm a student. It doesn't matter if I've got 2 jeans. That's all. That's fine. I'm here not to be a fashion monster, but to study. But now when you graduate, change your wardrobe. And it's because now at least you're in the job sector, you're in the market, you're present. No lecture will fire you for how you look right now. But in the marketplace, you need to look good. Because you're having meetings with the CEOs, people whose decisions can affect your future in that employment center. Does that make sense? Know which phase you are in per time. You don't have to fake anything. Okay, I'm not under pressure to pretend I've got the anointing. God has given me the vision. I'm clear about where I'm going, but I don't have to fake it. Does that make sense? I fake it and I depress myself. Why should I? Why should? But I'm working hard where I am so that the vision of what I saw will come to pass. I hope somebody is blessed this morning. Yeah. So go for the vision that God has given. Pray, get it. And you begin to do it, run hard at it. He says, I bring my energies to bear. Listen to me, you have been putting that company on hold since 5 years ago. Start it tomorrow. Yeah. Can I tell you something? You don't even need to register, just start. Just go on. These things you will fix as you grow and as you go. Yeah, Pastor, I don't have money to register my company. Register a Facebook page. I think it's still free, right? Yeah, register and put it on Facebook and say, this is what we do. Pastor, what about SaaS? Don't worry about SaaS. When you are SaaS rebel, they will look for you. They will look for you. Yeah. So right now, you're not SaaS rebel. You just do the thing. Just build the chairs. Just Do again. And listen to me. When you make profit, can I just close on this note? When you make profit, when you are make, your profit is not for you to change your standard of living. Yeah. That's the mistake that most people make. That you made profit from this thing, you now already want to change your phone. It's relax. If you take care of the business will take care of you. Reinvest it into the Bible says, make sure your business is fine first, then build your house. Don't try to stay in constancia right now. It's no, relax. Relax. Yeah, this thing is like a baby, it grows. It will tell you that, no, now you now need a chartered accountant. Now you don't have an idea of what's happening. Now you need auditors. Now you, it will tell you. It will tell you. And if you've made mistakes, they will correct it and put you on the right. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. You think Elon Musk started buying companies for 40 billion? He didn't start there. He didn't start there. Okay? Yeah. You see, everyone can become an overnight success as long as you're ready for a very long overnight. Some as long as 10 years. Yeah, some as long as 15, 20 years. Yeah. You can become an overnight success. But be very prepared for a long night. Be prepared. I hope I've blessed somebody. So God, it doesn't matter what you're called to. You could be a pastor, a singer, musician, movie actor, movie director, you name it. Right? Your star is in God's plan. Your life. Your future is in God's plan for your life. So number one, desire God's plan. Number two, demand for it in prayer. Pray. You find it only in prayer, not anywhere else. Number three, document it. Right? And then number four, do it. Yeah, just do it. Wake up and just do it. That's it. Just do it. Go online today. Go on Instagram. Guys, I sell this. Hit me up. Be aggressive about it. If you can do it for many people, you'll become rich. If you do it consistently, you'll become rich. You do it when you don't feel like it, you'll become rich. Yeah, you Mark G, most podcasters want to be like Mark G. Yeah, but he told his story when he wanted to quit. Yeah, when he was at the end of everything, when he'd been doing this thing for some time and it was almost at the point of, I'm giving up on this thing. Yeah, most people give up at the point of breakthrough. Yeah, but I keep running until the mark. Until what you see, nations, you have gone to nations, you have keep working on it. And you'll be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Kele, brother. Just rise on your feet. Just pray about this for a minute, please. Kureba shakata satahaya. Yeah, come out of personal visions. Come out of things that you told yourself. Just speak in tongues as I prophesy over you. Lift up your hands. Kureba shatavradahaya.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.